football on off the ball.
We gave away one sloppy goal, and then one, to be fair to our players, the referee points for a goal kick and the players stop, and then he allows the play to go on and they score off the back of it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Welcome along to this St. Patrick's Day Boxing Bonus podcast. Some of the very best fighters across the island were in action on Saturday night at the Three Arena, and their own Matthew Brennan was there for us to take it all in. Belfast's Anthony Kakache became a world champion for the second time at the weekend after he defeated Liverpool boxer Jazza Dickens by unanimous decision. It was the first time that Kakache had become world champion on Irish soil, and here he explains, despite his age, he can mix it with the best of them.
That's absolutely insane. It's been a crazy few years, you know. I mean, I have to thank Simon and Frank and everyone for the opportunities that they've been giving me, you know what I mean? Simon's been looking been looking after me, and Frank's been providing the opportunities, so long may it continue. I'm 37, I'm an old man in this sport, so, and I'm still producing the goods. I know it was a below par performance, but the stage never really gelled. I believe against the world class fighters that I can do better, and you know, I believe I can unify. I can beat Navarrete, I can beat these guys, and that's what I'm aiming for now.
Simon Legg, Kakache's manager, said that he felt like Kakache won the fight despite a spirited performance by his opponent Dickens, and promoter Frank Warren added that the Belfast man has created history.
Listen, I thought he fought well throughout the fight. It was a difficult fight. Anthony really doesn't like fighting southpaws, we know that. I think he got a little bit in his head. He turns around and says it's his kryptonite. I'm not sure about how I'm going to perform against the southpaw. But listen, I thought the scorecards were there or thereabouts. Where I was sitting, everyone seemed to have it between 3 and 5. You know, I'm not upset with the scorecards. I'm happy with them. But listen, he's the... made history again. He's, you know, two-time world champion.
Legg further explains what Kakache went through to get to fight night.
People don't understand what he goes through and how it affects everybody else. These have had 10 weeks of it. Intense pressure.
We boxed with one hand tonight, but I haven't been able to... I haven't got one proper round of sparring for this fight against the world champion. My hand has been chinned for 6 weeks, and I done that all without any sparring and just a bit of leg pad work for Barry O'Neill. So like, that's all just dunked down to my talent. Do you know what I mean? I could have been a lot better prepared. My sharpness could have been better if I had a bit of sparring, but I didn't, and that's just the way it was.
But you can't take anything away from Jazza.
No.
I mean, he come to fight. He didn't come to sit on the floor, did he? I mean, he came there and he fancied the job. And, you know, it's the style, sometimes style don't quite blend as you expect him to blend, but you've done a bloody good job. Yeah. He done a good job. And you've created history.
Yeah.
So Bell's don't knock. No one should be knocking. It's hard to win a world title.
Yeah.
And when you look, it's hard to win two world titles when you're 37 years of age.
Exactly.
It's not, you know, I can't think of too many people who've done it.
Yeah.
And especially how you've knuckled down, so you'd be proud of what you've done.
Oh, I'm super proud, Frank.
Yeah,
I'm super
don't
proud.
Even go there.
And I don't mean to put Jazz is only out there. Jazz is not getting on a big gold medalist in his last fight. Yeah, you know, yeah. WBA number one. Before that, there, he beat Zelfa Barrett. You know, all everyone raving about him. And, you know, he's beat three top contenders. And I can win there on a bad night, and I can do that. So that shows you. The fifth round, I tagged him, and I could have had him out of there, but that's where the sharpness and, you know, the sparring comes in. Like, I genuinely believed that I punched way too hard for him, but I just had to keep it nice and safe as I knew what to do in the fight and what way to control the fight, and I know what I was doing with my hand and stuff. So, I take nothing away from Jazzy. He's a great champion, but it's mad, mate. 37.
Sheriff Street native Pierce O'Leary earned a career-best stoppage victory over South Yorkshireman Maxi Hughes to improve to 19-0 and pick up his secondary world title. O'Leary, who sold the bulk of the 8,500 tickets for what is effectively his local hall, rocked Hughes en route to a fifth-round retirement and shook the venue with a near-perfect performance. The 26-year-old announced himself as a potential world-level talent and will almost certainly headline the point in the near future. O'Leary told our own Matthew Brennan that this was his time to shine.
I asked Lee Eaton to get me more tickets, and I couldn't get no more tickets, and I was selling other fighters' tickets, so it just goes to show obviously the weight in my name holds.
Piers, you've waited quite some time for this proper homecoming, obviously growing up only up the road. How did you manage to sort of channel the atmosphere in there and turn it into something positive as opposed to something negative where you might freeze in such a moment? There was no sign of that from you at all out there tonight.
I went over it many times in my head already, and I knew it was going to be louder than the previous events, that's for sure. And when I went out, maybe just before I made the ring walk, had a little bit of a glimpse out at the fans, see what I was expecting, and it wasn't a seat. So I went, this is it, this is my time to shine, this is my breakout fight, this is where I'm going to show everybody what I'm about. Don't forget, Maxi, he's been all over the world fighting. He's a serious competitor, and no one has done that as much as Cepeda did. And look, he's gone home safe and sound, please God, but I think he has a fractured eye socket.
Okay, and just on the atmosphere there again one more time, I think I was talking to Frank during the week and he mentioned that you'd sold around 2,500 tickets yourself. I'd say it was far more than that cheering you on there tonight.
I sold more than 2,500.
Yeah. I sold more than that, and I asked Lee Eaton to get me more tickets, and I couldn't get no more tickets, and I was selling other fighters' tickets. So it just goes to show, obviously, the weight in my name holds in the inner city, especially in Dublin, all over Ireland. It looks like I'm bringing the boxing back to Dublin.
Tala native Adam Olanian made his professional debut on the night, and he says he did the job that was expected of him.
Adam Olanian, first round victory on your pro debut in the Three Arena. I can't imagine you thought it could be as good as that.
What I was training for, you know, this whole build up of just kind of being really focused and mellow and had all the time getting it, and this is what I was planning to do. And obviously, look, I know I can make a lot of improvements and stuff like that, but I'm my worst critic, so to be expected, but yeah, I'm happy enough.
Cork's Stephen Cairns was crowned the WBA Continental Lightweight Champion when he stopped English fighter Arnie Dawson on Saturday night. This was Cairns' biggest test to date in his career. However, he put in a fantastic performance to send his opponent to the canvas three times in the ninth round, causing the referee to step in and stop the fight. He caught up with our own Matthew Brennan here.
Stephen Cairns, absolutely a massive performance from you here tonight in the Three Arena. You've got a belt strapped around your shoulder. How good do you feel right now?
I feel unbelievable, man. Look at that. That looks pretty. And it's my first ever belt. So I'm delighted, man, in front of all my friends, my family who came out, in front of the beautiful Irish fans who came out to watch. I'm delighted, man, and I'm privileged to be part of this card.
I was just going to ask you as well, you're obviously up from Cork, a lot of Dublin contingent on the card. How much of a crowd did you bring up this evening? I said there was a few private hire buses on the way up.
Yeah, there was a few, yeah. I think there was like 600-700 who came up from Cork, 3 hours up the road, spent their hard-earned money to go up and watch me, and it just feels unbelievable, man. Do you know, it's like nights like this, this is what I dreamed of when I was 7 years old, starting off in the gym down in Lochmann in Cork. And I worked hard every single day of my life. I sacrificed a lot. I moved over to England when I was 18 years old, and on my one, sacrificed a lot, but it's for nights like this, that's all worth it. And I will be a world champion. I know I am.
And talk to me about boxing down in Cork at the minute. We know Irish boxing's in a pretty good place at the minute. We saw Bobby Flood earlier on put in a massive performance, and yourself, you're not old yourself, you've still got a lot of life in you. Talking about boxing down in Cork though, Callum Walsh, you know as well, is playing his trade a little bit different over in America, different route, but boxing down in Cork seems to be going quite well at the moment.
But Cork boxing is booming. Irish boxing's booming. This is the best it's ever been, and that's why they're putting on shows like this. The best promoter in the world, Frank Warren, came to Dublin to see how would we get on? How would a show in Dublin do? And we sold it out. So he's going to come back here more. And up here, they're going to do a show down in Cork in the summer.
Wow, down in the whereabouts? Marquee, I'd say.
Marquee in the summer. That is the plan. So I'm putting it out there. I want to make it happen. Let's go. If all the Cork fans show out, 3,000-4,000 people in there, imagine it would be electric.
Oh, it'd be amazing. I'm sure they will show out too. They rarely don't. I want to just touch on the fight very quickly. We're talking a lot about other stuff here. An amazing performance, an amazing knockout. When you come and you take part in these cards, there's always an element of wanting to put on a show and make a statement. The win is obviously the most important thing, but you were chasing that knockout like a man possessed, and you got it in later on in the fight.
I was chasing knockout, but I did it disciplined. I made sure I wasn't rushing anything. I broke him down. And a lot of people might not see me breaking down. Them body shots were hurting him. And then I touched him to the body, came over the left hook to the head, and hurt him. And that was the first time I hurt him, but I didn't rush it. Took my time, like I was marinating him, and then I took him out.
Yeah, took him out. You did well done, Stephen Cairns. Amazing performance, and hopefully we see you in the Marquee in a couple of months. Nice one.
Elsewhere on the night, John O'Carroll picked up the IBO Super Featherweight title with a closely contested split decision win over Cullen Murphy in Dublin. Two judges scored it 116-112, with one favouring Carroll and one favouring Cullen Murphy. But a third judge scored at 117-111 to King Kong. It was a war of attrition between two fighters who refused to take a backward step from the centre. Bobby Flood got his professional debut off to an electric start with a destructive first round knockout of Bel Itzvan Orban. The man known as the Flash made his walkout to a raucous home crowd, and the Cabernet native wasted no time getting them on their feet, sending Orban to the canvas inside the opening 20 seconds. The Hungarian was okay to continue, but another flurry of shots sent him to the canvas for a second time, and that was enough as the referee waved it off, and the crowd, including 400 of Flood's own fans, went wild.
Bobby Flood, debuts don't get much better than that. Talk me through it.
No, unbelievable. From the walkout to the stoppage. Not even from the warm-up to the stoppage, everything just went perfectly. The walk-out, unbelievable, seeing all the people there supporting, gives you that fire in the belly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you talk about the people there supporting. I mean, you were third or fourth fight on the card. The stadium, the arena at that point isn't usually that packed out, but you had a serious amount of people cheering you on there.
Yeah, I'm absolutely over the moon with how many people showed up for me. For how early I was in the card as well, like, there's going to be fights on at 12 o'clock tonight. For that many people to be there for me, it's all I could ask for.
And I'm sure a lot of people were saying to you to just soak it all in, enjoy it, and just take it as it comes and let the boxing look after itself. But how difficult is that to do when you're coming out here on your debut in front of such a big crowd in Dublin as well?
Yeah, see, you just have to remain calm. You know, the adrenaline's going to be pumping. You're going to want to go out there and just take his head off. Yeah. You have to be smart. As Swifty was saying to me in the dressing room, he said, go out, be calm. If I don't get the stoppage, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
And that's what I done. And I knew the stoppage would come. And that's what happened. That's what happened.
Yeah, and the stoppage did come. It came only about a minute into the fight. I mean, I'm sure you know you're capable of putting in a performance like that. But just how happy are you with how it did go? Obviously, you're very happy.
I genuinely can't put it into words. I'm on top of the world right now. This debut was written in the stars for me.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking forward to see where I can go from here now.
It is obviously as well something I can't believe I've gotten about 2 minutes into this without mentioning that it's your birthday as well. So out of all your year, 21st birthday is a pretty big one too. Maybe bigger over in America than it is in Ireland. But I can't imagine you've had a better birthday than this.
Not at all. This tops the list most definitely.
I don't want to be asking about what comes next and all that sort of stuff. I want to let you enjoy what's going on. But have you got any kind of aspirations for the rest of the year, what you think might be going?
I just want to stay busy, stay active. I want to have five fights for the end of the year. Hopefully, please start five knockouts, five stoppages.
Yeah, and Irish boxing, I mean, this is a massive night for Irish boxing. I mean, every time we have a big card here, it's equally as important. But when we've got someone like Katie Taylor retiring in the next couple of months, ideally when she does get that retirement fight, it makes these events even more important. And to have people like yourself and some of the other young guys, Adam Alanyan's on the card again later on. I'm sure you've had interactions with him over the last couple of months. But how excited are you for where Irish boxing is at? And obviously, after tonight, you're going to be someone who's spoken about at the top of it.
Yeah, look, Irish boxing's in good hands. With myself, Adam Alanyan, likes of the lads that are on the show, you know what I mean? But like me and Adam have been on trips since we're kids in the Irish team and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So for two of us to be making a debut on the same show, it's class. Honest to God, it's unbelievable. And I just can't wait to see where we can go in the next couple of years, the two of us, because I'm sure we're going to be fighting back in the Tree Arena before the end of the year's out. So
yeah,
hopefully we can get up on the card a little bit more. And
yeah, and just one more before, I just see you have another chain on your neck there. What's that for?
That's my ma. So she passed away when I was eight.
Okay.
And everything I did was for her.
Yeah. And that's a lovely touch, and it's great to see there. So congratulations tonight, and I'm sure we'll be chatting a lot more going forward.
And finally, there are also dominant returns to the ring for Gary Cully in the 140 pound division and Thomas Carty, who made a big comeback to the heavyweight division after a year out. Carty and Cully both earned decisive unanimous decision victories, and the two lads, starting with Carty first, caught up with Matthew here.
And a big win for you tonight after a pretty long layoff. You're happy enough, I'd say, to get through the fight unscathed more than anything.
anything?
Yeah, near enough to a year, I think, for the day.
Tomorrow's the day.
So, yeah, it's good to get the monkey off the back, man. That was, you know, I was in the nether for the whole camp, but that was probably my toughest camp so far, like in the head, trying to tell myself everything is fine when it was a little bit hindered, you know what I mean? But leg was held up fine, and I'm just happy to get that one over and done with. If people were asking me, would you be apprehensive about the leg? And I kept saying no. But I was, like, you know, I definitely was a little bit, you know, and now I've seen that it holds up in the biggest test of them all, you know what I mean? Because I've been sparring, it's been fine, but you need to do it under the lights with a crowd, you know what I mean? So that's that one ticked off the list, man, back to normal. Like.
Yeah, I spoke to you about all that rehabilitation you've been doing on the knee and the mental side of that as well. I suppose the physical side, these two men would have been very, very important. Parts of that, but yeah, talk to me about how much they've helped you, and if they want to jump in themselves, 100%. Of course.
Well, yeah. Start, we can do first.
It's been really hard work, hasn't it? And that's what it's really all about. So, it's been a gradual build up, I suppose. And, you know, first of all, getting your strength back, then getting your power back, and then, you know, joining that together to get your form in the ring. So, look, I think it is what it is. It takes time, and, you know, even when you've done all the hard work, you still have to go out and do it and earn your confidence. So, you can't become positive until you've actually done it. So, it's been a year of really hard work, and it's great to see it pay off, guys.
I do my very best to hear you here. We've got a bit of music blaring in the background, but John, from your point of view, I think you said that you almost would describe John as an adopted father of hers or something. So yeah. How important has he been on the mental side of things as well?
John's the dad I wish I had. Yeah.
And what sort of stuff have you been doing over the last couple of months to get you right for tonight?
Usually, I always give the same programs, you know what I mean? But this time, I put a bit more emphasis on my leg to get back. So I go before getting back to normal, you know what I mean? At the couple of things where I normally find right then.
Yeah.
To keep on board going forward, you know?
Yeah, and obviously a little bit of a random one here, but it's shocking the Gaeilge at the minute. I spoke to you last time about being fluent in Irish and how much the people at Queensbury loved it. Yeah. There's a lot of talk about them coming back a couple of times before the end of the year.
Yeah.
How excited are you for what might be to come over the course of the next year?
I mean, I'm going to get Lowers, Nurtashe, Seuss Dumps, Nurkhan, Zine, Kaskum, Nielse, Kofurfa, and Sin, you know?
Yeah.
Did you get me now?
Not at all.
I can speak Irish fine, like, but when somebody asks me a specific question, I get a little bit jumbled. Yeah. If you leave it to me, I can speak it fine.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And we pretend that I was asking you to translate
you
that there. Just for the people, you know?
Just for the people.
Congrats.
Yeah,
Thomas,
listen, I think the three is going to be busy for this year, so
yeah.
I won't have to do much travelling to fight, you know?
One more quick one. You were out a lot earlier than maybe you usually would be. You're a staple on a lot of these Irish cards. In a half hour, you still had a serious crowd in there, and there's a man there left there, Bobby Flood, who had a serious crowd in there with himself. So, just talk to me about how happy you are to see all the people in so early, too.
Man, I always bring a big crowd, you know. Dublin 7, I think Bobby's from Finglas, you know. We probably share a lot of the same. We do share a lot of the same people. I'm a Pierce, so this place can be nuts later on.
Yeah.
And really, really happy, man. There's a new wave of Irish boxing coming through, and delighted to see the Tree Arena being busy, you know.
Absolutely. Thanks a million, and congratulations. Well done, lads.
Cheers.
Gary Cully, an impressive return to the ring after about 15 months out. How happy are you with how things went there this afternoon?
Buzzing, in, relieved, all the emotions, man. Long 15 months out the ring. Some tough times over the past 15 months. Didn't know if I'd get into a ring again. Had massive mental battles over the past 15 months, but worked like a dog in the gym, and it's good to be back, and it's good to put in a performance like that I can be proud of and that I can build on and step up the levels now, man. Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, and I suppose over the course of the last 15 months, you mentioned some mental battles and I'm sure a lot of thinking time while you're training and also outside of the ring as well. How difficult is that to kind of get over, and how happy are you to get back as well fighting in the Three Arena? You're a staple of these cards that have been going on over the last couple of years, regardless of who the promoter is. So probably a new stage of life for you too. You're only 30 now, and you kind of have a set. I wouldn't call it an Indian summer because you're not that old, but important to get back in the win column.
I feel like this is 2.0. This is a fresh start. This felt like my debut again. I was on nice and early. I'm not used to that either. So good to get back and get back on a rebuild again. Like I said, the last 15 months have been mentally challenging, not knowing if kind of I'd get into a ring again. I had coming off a loss, fell out of love of boxing for a little bit. Wasn't really enjoying my craft, but it's what I've done from I'm 5 years old and what I've always dreamt of doing, and I had to really peel back the layers and get that belief back in myself, and like I said, work like a dog in the gym. outside in the ring, and just good to get back. And like I said, I've been working hard, so it's good to put in a performance that I can be proud of and that I can build on.
Some lovely scenes there in the ring at the end with your young son. How nice is that for you to celebrate that moment with him?
Yeah, it's his first fight week. Like I said, I feel like a fresh start with like a debut all over again, and having Sonny there, and my life's in a whole different space than it was 2 years ago when I was fighting on these cards before. So Tree Arena has not been a usually great place for me over the last 2-3 years with a defeat and then a subpar performance coming back, getting a win there. But like I said, to put in a performance I can be proud of, and one that I feel like I deserve, and two, all my fans and supporters deserve. So it's good to get back and do that. And like I said, this is the first fight of rebuild, but I've plenty more to go.
Thanks a million, Gary. Congrats on the win.
Appreciate it, mate. Sorry we didn't have more time there.
No worries, man. No worries.
That is about all we have time for on today's special Paddy's Day Boxing bonus episode. Remember, if you want to hear even more exclusive Off the Ball content, you can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join.